Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Chad Moutre back on the show. Chad's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 14 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, and he is here with the most recent report on how that sector's doing and really other sectors. He's a very well-rounded economist, folks, and one of the smartest guys I know. Chad Moutre, welcome back to the show.
You are one of the most well-rounded guys I know as well.
Hey, Chad, can we talk about some current events in Washington before we get into your report? I really would like to have your comments, your thoughts on what you think is going to happen now and how your people are going to respond to this train wreck that we call Washington, D.C., that we call our federal government. We got the narcissist in chief in the White House. We got feckless. We got dumb and dumber in the House and the Senate on the Republican side. We got a bunch of jackasses on the other side, who were just resisting everything the way Republicans did when they were the jackasses, years ago. I keep wanting to tweet just this one thing, Chad. Hashtag God help us. What do you think?
It's definitely been an interesting few. I mean, it's always interesting to follow all of the tweets and all of the drama going on here in Washington. I'll try to put a happy face on it if I can.
Oh, please. We need it. We're desperate for this.
I mean, obviously, it's frustrating that we still can't deal with health care. But the good news is the business community, for the most part, has always cared more about tax reform and some of the other pro-growth policies that are happening. And to the extent that we can move on, right, tax reform is the next in line. And we would have liked to have gotten past health care, but since we haven't, I think hopefully once we get past the August recess,
can I stop you for a second? I want to stay on health care just for a minute. How shocked were you at the theatrical disgusting display that the American hero John McCain put on last week when he voted no? How shocked were you?
I mean, it's always been a threading of the needle. I mean, I think it was an interesting press conference earlier in that same day where they came out and said they weren't going to vote for it, but they were going to vote for it, but just to move the process forward so it could go into conference. It was always a challenge in getting
keep it alive somehow.
Getting the vote.
But he never gave any indication before he was going to do that. And then to stand up and do the theatrical thing that he did at the end.
Well, yeah, I mean, it definitely surprised me. I woke up and expected it to have moved forward,
and it
didn't. As far as manufacturers are concerned, it's still one of our top issues. I think you saw when we get into the survey section of the rising healthcare costs.
That's my question: is how big of how is this going to impact your subsequent reports that this didn't get done?
Well, I mean, I think you're going to continue to see those exchanges fall apart. You're going to continue to see premiums go up, the reality is that this is our top issue, right? You know, about three quarters of our members say that this is their top issue.
Yeah.
8.4% increase in premiums is the expected increase over the next 12 months.
That's probably going to go up. I would have to say it is for small business too.
And as you know, most of our members are small businesses.
Yes.
So when I say manufacturers, I really mean mostly small and medium-sized manufacturers. So this is going to be one of the top issues. It's not going to go away. Those costs are going to go higher, especially as there's now even more uncertainty in those exchanges, even more uncertainty for insurers, right? Once we get past the August recess, if they're going to do anything, they're going to have to do something to shore up those exchanges,
mm-hmm.
maybe do some small tweaks to make some small improvements. But I suspect, as I mentioned before, I think it's probably time just to move on and start dealing with tax reform.
That just makes me want to scream, Chad. It makes me want to scream that we couldn't get it through the House, and then we couldn't get it through the Senate. We made all these runs at it. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm saying this out loud. I'm going to talk about it again later in the week. John McCain is a national hero. There's no question. Nobody will ever take that away from him. But I fear that his little stunt, and it was nothing less than a stunt that he pulled last week, will wind up being how people remember him. It will be a blight on his legacy.
Well, it's definitely going to be how conservatives remember him.
Yeah.
But and, I guess we'll see where it ends up at the end of the day.
I was really disappointed in him, I got to say, more than I've ever been for anybody in a long time. We'll come back. I'm going to get Chad to continue the tax reform issue. And how is the report turning out? We got a mixed bag of stuff here. He'll give us a good report. After these messages, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.